Hey, it's Gary Rivers with the Mix Morning Show. This is the podcast that features interviews with the many amazing guests who stop in or call into my show. You get it here with no commercials, no music, just the interview. Today's guest is next. But before we get anywhere else this morning and go back to that stress-free time, I am excited. I'm pumped about this interview, okay? It's Melissa Gilbert, and I've spoken with her once before, but I loved her on Little House on the Prairie. I think she was kind of like America's sweetheart at the time. Would you agree with that? And we just loved watching her grow up on television, and now she's grown up to move to a little house in the wilderness. And she's got a brand new book out that came out a few months ago, and she wants to, you know, talk a little bit about that. And I get that. So she's going to talk about her book as she's kind of moved away from Hollywood. Yeah, it's called Back to the Prairie, A Home Remade and a Life Rediscovered. It's kind of like getting out of that hustle and bustle of, she's de-stressing. So I think she's here. Okay, Melissa?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I was going to make a joke about that. I can't believe you still have a phone out there in the Catskills, but I better not go that way. Your life has completely changed. How are you loving it there in rural America?
I love it up here. And the one of the glorious things about this place is we are completely removed, and it's silent, and we're surrounded by woods and nature and wildlife, and we're 5 minutes from a grocery store.
Wow. Well, so has your life completely changed? I mean, you're not done with acting, are you?
Oh, God, no. No, okay. We're still, my husband and I are still both very active. We're still working constantly. I mean, nobody is right now, but I'm still there. I'm still pursuing it, but I have diversified. There's a lot of other things going on. I became an author many, many years ago. This
right.
is my fourth book,
wow.
Back to the Prairie.
You're raising chickens, for crying out loud. That is a completely... What do your Hollywood friends think of this lifestyle change?
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change, certainly from Los Angeles.
Right.
Definitely. And I've got 5 chickens right now. We started with 9. We lost a couple, and then last year we lost a couple to a fox who doesn't come around anymore because I scared him. And we'll scare him again. And now we have, we rescued a dog last year. She's kind of big, and she patrols mm-hmm. the yard regularly to keep predators away. She's a great dog. So we have 5 chickens left: Coco Chanel, Henny Pen Pen, Penny Hen, the Andrews sisters, and Peep.
Okay.
Those are our chickens.
You know, this really does almost sound like an episode from Little House on the Prairie. You know that, right?
I know it does. I know it does. And it feels like that sometimes, but really real. And it's my life. But then, you know, on the flip side, I also have this lifestyle line that we launched last year called Modern Prairie. And it's an app now. And now there's, you know, workshops and activity that come with that. And then there's a retail component. So I'm also an entrepreneur, and I'm a nana. And I'm a mom.
Oh,
and
my.
So there's so many facets to my life. I'm so blessed. And I just want to enjoy this last third to the best of my ability and do all the things that I, you know, set out to do.
Well, wait, are you as far removed from Hollywood as I noticed that the organization you previously chaired is getting ready to strike again? Are you involved in any of that still, or do you stay way away from that?
I'm not involved, but I definitely stay on top of the issues. And they're not getting ready to go on strike.
Oh.
I have to make that really clear. SAG-AFTRA has sent out a strike authorization before going into negotiation. As President Drescher said, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Got it.
So it's anybody's guess how that negotiation is going to go. But because the Directors Guild does have a contract, I think there's a little more pressure on SAG-AFTRA and then the WGA to come up with a deal that is similar and satisfactory. But, you know, it's time to really stop, for the studios and networks to stop hiding the profit ball from everybody and cough up the residuals that are due the people who do the majority of the work.
It really is a little confusing to us. We think when you go to Hollywood, you're in a Little House on the Prairie, that you've got your big nest egg and you don't need to worry about that stuff anymore. But it's not true, is it?
It's not true. Well, I mean, in my case, the residuals have dwindled down to 30 cents here and 45 cents there. So, but what is important about that residual stream is the majority of people who work in our business, whether they're directors, writers, actors, crew, makeup, hair, all of us, we work job to job. We're gig workers. And the residual stream is really important to keep us afloat in between jobs. Otherwise, people lose health insurance. They lose their houses. They lose, you know, it's a problem.
Oh.
And with the industry making so much money, and the heads of the studios and networks, a real PR problem for them, with their salaries out there in the open, it looks really inequitous. I don't even know if that's a word.
Well, it sounds good to me. I understand it.
It's time to share it.
Yeah. I mean, they're making a lot of money, and all those others who work behind the scenes, I mean, you see the credits on the screen, and you go, there's thousands of people whose lives depending on these shows or these programs or these movies.
And it, you know, it's important to the global or to the national economy, too. The entertainment industry makes a huge contribution to the GDP. And so having us out of work for this long is a real problem on a national level.
Well, Melissa, thank you for that insight, by the way. I mean, I know we really wanted to talk about your book and all that, but I just think it's wonderful that you've done that. You've really expanded your life. And I think a lot of folks who always looked at you as that little girl on Little House on the Prairie, well-grounded, it seems to me you've become that well-grounded person.
Well, thank you very much. That is my hope. I love the stillness in my life now.
Well, Melissa, a pleasure talking with you. Good luck in all you do, and I look forward to seeing you and your husband in future television shows and movies throughout your career.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Thank you.